Welcome to the Creative Entrepreneur Podcast, where mindset and marketing meet purpose, passion, and profits. I'm Bob Baker, and if you're a creative entrepreneur or someone who runs a heart-centered business, you're in the right place. To get a free collection of sample chapters from my books and audiobooks, just pay a quick visit to promoteyourcreativity.com. That's promoteyourcreativity.com. Now, enjoy the episode. This is the Creative Entrepreneur Podcast. Welcome to the podcast. On this episode, we're going to be talking about how you define success and failure. And we're going to be doing it by taking a look at the lives of two incredibly creative gentlemen. One, an author with a best-selling series of books. The other, a playwright who created a hit Broadway musical. And this is some pretty thought-provoking stuff about creativity. So stay tuned for that. I'm your host, Bob Baker. Among other things, I am the author of a number of books, including The Passion Principles, Unleash the Artist Within. I've also created resources on music marketing and book promotion and a whole lot more. And actually, the topic of this episode is pulled from a chapter from my book, The Empowered Artist. And actually, if you like physical paperback books, I just want to mention real quickly something I just created today that I'm really excited about. I'm calling it a 3-book plus surprise bonuses mega package. And basically, here's the deal. You know how a lot of people are just getting a lot of things delivered to their doorstep these days, especially in this era of the pandemic? Whether it's food or medication or household essentials, art supplies, you name it. So I thought I would create something fun and inspiring that I could ship to my friends and followers in the U.S. And I am shipping this priority, and so it's only available right now to people in the U.S. My apologies to my international friends, but that's the easiest way for me to offer it right now. In the show notes of this episode, I'll have a link to a page that spells out all the details, but in essence, I list about 9 or 10 of my physical paperback books. You pick 3 of them. I'll ship autographed copies of those 3 books to you, along with a handwritten, personalized thank you card and some extra surprise bonuses. Based on the topics you're interested in, what I know about you, and just basically my gut instinct, I'm going to choose some other things that you might enjoy. Maybe another paperback book, could be a spoken word audio CD, one of my original music CDs, or a combination of these things, and I'll put it in the package and send it to you. So look for that link in the show notes. All right, so let's dive into this topic. First off, Jonathan Larson. He was an aspiring playwright in New York City, and in the early 90s, he had ambitions to create a rock opera that would bring musical theater to the MTV generation. Larson composed songs and developed a stage production over the course of several years while he waited tables to make ends meet. At this point in his life, he was just another struggling artist. He found a small theater company that was willing to give his musical a test run. But there were problems. The show was too long, it was too complicated, and it featured too many songs. So he cut several scenes and songs, slowly refined it, until the show was finally ready for public consumption. In 1996, the night before the show's off-Broadway premiere, sadly, Jonathan Larson died of an aortic aneurysm. He was only 35. The cast and crew were shocked and saddened, but in his honor, the show, called Rent, debuted and did its initial run. The musical was a big hit and soon moved to Broadway before it moved again to a bigger theater on Broadway. Rent went on to win a Pulitzer Prize and the Tony Award for Best Musical. It grossed $280 million over a 12-year run on Broadway, with more than 5,000 performances. It was later adapted into a major motion picture. So, I ask you, was Jonathan Larson a failure? Since he never lived to see the material fruits of his labor, did Larson have a right to feel successful? Was he a champion only after the play became wildly popular? Or was he already successful prior to the off-Broadway premiere? Hold that thought while we move along and consider the life of Stig Larsson. He was a writer and journalist in Sweden, best known for his left-leaning political views. He did a lot of research to uncover and expose right-wing extremism, racism, and hate groups. At age 50, Larsson died of a heart attack after climbing 7 flights of stairs when the elevator in his building was out of order. Soon after his death, 3 unpublished manuscripts of his were found. He had written them in his spare time and never sought to have them published until shortly before his death. The 3 books comprised a trilogy known as the Millennium Series. The first book was translated into English and became The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, which became a bestseller. The other 2 books followed, The Girl Who Played with Fire and The Girl Who Kicked the Hornet's Nest. The series has sold more than 80 million copies worldwide, and the first book was also adapted into a motion picture. So, in the final years of Stig Larsson's life, he wrote novels in seclusion while working as a journalist. If you had met him at that time, how would you have rated his value and success as a writer? What did he have to show for it on a large scale? So the principle underlying both of these stories comes down to how you answer these questions. How do you measure success? What has to happen for you to feel that you've arrived? How do you truly define failure or accomplishment? And what has to happen for your work to have meaning and deliver value to an audience? I'd really love your thoughts on this. Here are a couple of ways to do that. In the show notes, I will link to a text blog article version of this episode on a website called Medium. And there you can leave a comment. That's one way. Or we can communicate by email. The best way for you to do that is to get on the Creative Entrepreneur VIP list. It's real easy to do. Just go to promoteyourcreativity.com. That's promoteyourcreativity.com. Enter your name and email, and you're all set. And when you sign up, you'll also get some free sample chapters from my ebooks and audiobooks. So I make it worth your while, and I'll send you an update every now and then when there's a new podcast or something that I feel is of value to you. And again, don't forget about that mega package that I mentioned earlier. If I'm shipping to a U.S. address, I will ship you at least 3 paperback books and whatever else I can stuff into the priority envelope, autographed and mailed to your doorstep. So if that interests you, check out the link, and I hope to be shipping your books to you soon. All right, thanks for listening. I hope this got your wheels turning and helped you realize that you are a success right now. You don't need the material accolades, the awards, to be a successful creative person. The fact that you're applying your time and energy to your craft is all that's needed for you to feel successful. In case you didn't know, that's how I feel about it. All right, I'll be back with another episode soon. In the meantime, this is Bob Baker saying so long for now.